The pasuk is Moneya Bo. Whoever holds back Torah, Yikvu line, it means the babies will curse you. Now V'ein line El Ubrin. Uloim means only the babies in the stomach. Shinemar pasuk says Uloim Milam Yemots. One nation is greater than the other one, but it means when they're in the Machlekes Yaakov and Esav, when they're still in the mother's stomach. V'ein Kov Lashon of Kov El Klolam means Lashon of cursing. Shinemar Mo'okel Loi Kov El. That's what Abilam said. He can't curse what Hashem didn't curse. V'yein bar, the lashon of bar here, v'yein bor, elo Torah means Torah, shnema, nashku var, penyanath, like go and kiss the Torah, hold on to the Torah, don't leave it alone, penyanath, otherwise maybe Hashem will get angry at you. Ula bar yishmer loimer, minak fin oisai kikavro, they're like, make holes out of you, like a sieve. If you hold back the Torah, you don't teach it to a Talmud, they're like, make menakfin, they'll pierce through you, like a sieve. Ksivacha says over here, Yikavu le'oim, Uksivasa v'yikav chur badal badaltoi, that they pierce the hole through his lid. V'yom Abayi, Abayi says, Ki uchla dekatsri. So Rashi says that means the kli shakoifsin. That's the kli, the pitcher like that the cleaners use. Shumanuka, but it has holes, it's a holy kli. Or mezafum by mayim al begadim, with that they pour the water on top of the begadim. So the Gemara says over Yim Lamdu, what's going to be the person teaches somebody else Torah? You do teach your Talmud Torah, Mascher, what's your reward? Omer Rav, Omer Rav Sheshes, Zeichel lebroches ki Yosef, he zeichel to have broches like Yosef. Shneimer the pasuk says, or brochel leroish masbir, for yein masbir el Yosef, who was like the one that fed, the supplier that was Yosef. Shneimer the pasuk says, for Yosef who has shalat aloritz. Who amash pelechol amaret? He is the one that fed the whole land. Omer and he had brachas. Omer Rav Sheshes kol hamalami Torah ve'elam azir. Whoever is zeicha to teach Torah in this world, zeicha malam de le'elam abo. He'll also be zeicha to teach Torah in the le'elam abo. Shinema the pasuk says, u'marver gamhu yaira. Some of like waters. Will be zeicha to water again. He also like if you teach it Talmidim Torah, you'll be zeicha to teach them again in Olam Haba. And again, Omar Rav says, Minayin l'pchias ameisim in that Torah. How do I know? Where's the proof again that there'll be pchias ameisim from the Torah? Shneimer the pasuk says, Yechi Ruvain ve'al yomis, that Ruvain will live and he will not die. That means Yechi Ruvain ve'olam hazeh, Ruvain will live in this world, ve'al yomis olam haba, he will not die in Olam Haba. Ravina says, "Miochon is posik." The rabbim miyishenei ad masof. A lot of people that were sleeping in the ground, yokitzu, they wake up. Elo lechayulim. A lot of them will be zeicha to chelam abo. V'elo lecharofes l'liroyin olam. And the other ones will be zeicha rachmonis to have bed. So you see here, though, there will be people that wake up. Means they'll be tchias amesim. Ravashi yoma miochon is posik. The pasuk in Daniel it says, "V'at toleich lekeitz," like you now wake up, for tanuach v'samad legorolcho, lekeitz ayom, like wake up for your girl. So Rashi's remez loish, ayom is saying remez that you will die, but v'yamad liyachem mikan, you wake up at the end of the yomim. Rashi says, "Min shasa kosh baruch lahach the yemeinu lefenenu, shrei heishiv orcho yeminai." This is the proof that there will be a tchias amesim. Omer Reb Loza. Kol parnes shemaneges hatzibor benachas, any leader that rules his people in benachas, easy, calm, zeicha manhigim elam abo, he'll be zeicha to lead them also in elam abo. Shneimer the pasuk says, ki merachmam yinagim, the ones that lead them with rachmonis, via mabu mayim yinalim, and by the streams of water, they will rule them. Those that be zeicha still to rule in Olam Haba. V'yomer Reb Loza, Gidoyle Deya, understanding, Pasha means Deya, to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu, real Deya, real Das, is so great, Shenitnu Ben Shto Yosis, it was given in between the two names of Hashem. Shneim the Pasuk says, Ki Kel Deyas Hashem, it says Kel on Hashem, after the word Deyas, like Das is great. It's surrounded by Hashem's name. And also V'yomer Reb Loza, Godol Mikdash Shenitein Bein Shteyosyes. The Mikdash is also great. It was also given between two names of Hashem. Shneimer the pasuk says, Po'al Torah Hashem, Mikdash Hashem Karen Lo Yedecho. also the Mikdash is a great thing, that's the Mokam HaShchina. Maskelo Ravad, Ravad asked the question, if so, Maskelo Ravacho Karchinoi, Elo Meyat, if so, Kedolo Nikomo Shenitno Ben Shteoisius, I should also say it's great Indian of Nekama, of revenge, it's also given between the two names of Hashem. To say the Pasuk says, Kel Nekomis Hashem, it says Kel and then Hashem. Kel Nekomis Afir, even says it twice. So, what's so great about Nekama? If you say now that Migdash and Day is so great because that's Hashem's name, like what's so great about Nekama? Sumar says yes, Omalei Lemosayu. For its thing, it's great. Hachinami, Rashi the Gedolei Ukudula, it is great. And Ukudula, like Ula says, the Yom Ula says, Shtei Hayfis Lol. What's the Torah says two times? Like Kelna comes up, Kelna comes Afia, Lono Achas Lemidus Toivav, Yachas Lemidus Pronius. Like it's a great thing that for the Toiv and for the Ra. Like Rashi says, the Chsev Kelna comes Hashem, Kelna comes Afia. Vikatrei Nekomis, there are two types of Nekomis. Vechadoi for Betavayu. Now, you see the greatness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether Hashem pays back reward for Tzadikim, you see the great hand of Hashem, or the Hashem pays back punishment for the Rishayim, also you see the greatness of Hashem. In other words, we see Kodesh Baruch Hu, we see He's the one that rules, and if people do good, they get reward, and if people do bad, they get punished. So it's also tremendous, like in Yom Day and Mikdash, that you come to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So through the revenge of Hashem, means the way Hashem acts with us, it proves that there is Hashem, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. Therefore people get paid, Hashem does kill Nekomis Hashem, kill Nekomis Afiyah, Hashem does good to the Tzadikim, and does rat to Rishayim, that's a proof that there is Hashem. The Yom Reb Lozo, Kolodim Shiesh Boidei, whoever has Deya, Kilo Nivna Besimilish B'Yomov. It's considered as if the Beis HaMikdash is here. In other words, your das, understanding of Hashem, it's like the Mikdash is here also, the Mokam HaShchina. Shezeh Nitin Ben Shtei Yosiyos, Shezeh Nitin Ben Shtei Yosiyos. Deya was given in between the two names of Hashem, and the same thing, Mikdash also was given between the two names of Hashem. We had before. V'yom HaRab Lozo, Kolodim Shiesh Bo Deya, L'Soif Misasha. Whoever has das, Yishnu at the end will become rich because of that. Yeshnema, the Pasuk says, Uvadas Chadorim Yimolu. Because of Das, like the Chadorim, the rooms will fill up. Kol Hoin Yokav Noim, all nice and good things. V'yom Rabbi Loza, Kolodim Shein Boi Dei, whoever doesn't have Dei, whoever doesn't have understanding in Hashem, also Lavachim Alov, you can't have Rachmonis, can't have pity upon him. Yeshnema, the Pasuk says, Kiloi Am Binois Hu, since they didn't have das, that's why Hashem did not have Rachmanis on them. V'yom Rabbi Loza, kol hanois sein pita, whoever gives his bread, lemi shein boi day, the summer doesn't have any das, yisurim boi nalov, yishnol, you'll get punished for that. You'll get pains. Shneim the Pasuk says, lach mocho yisim mozor, tachtecho, that your bread will be put there, and you receive pains because of that. No, ain't funa boy, because the person had no das. V'yeinau, v'yein mozer el yisurim. What does the word mozer mean? It means you'll get pain, you'll get yisurim. Shneim the Pasuk says, v'yar Ephraim es choliof, he saw a sickness, v'yehuda es mizer, and Yehuda saw the pains. So because you putting down bread to some, it doesn't have any das, therefore you get pains back. V'yomer Reb Lozo, Kolodim Shein Boideya, whoever doesn't have das, means understanding in Hashem, L'Seid Gerlo, he'll end up, he'll have to go to Golos, he'll have to go into exile. Shneim the Pasuk says, L'chein Golo Ami, Bibli Deya Das. The Klai Yisrael had to go into Golos because they didn't have das, they didn't have good understanding in Hashem. V'yom Rabbi Lozo, Kol Bayis Shein Divrei Torah, Nishmoyim Bor Balayla, any house that does not have Torah there at night, Torah is not being learned in that house at night time, Eishach Lassoi, it's fit that fire should burn down that house. Shneim the Pasuk says, Kol Shoychach Tomin Litzfunov Teyach Leyuesh Leinufach Yira Sarah Bioloi. So, Drashi says, Teyach Leyesh Leinufach Zeishach Shagenim Shein Zorach Nufayach Yora Shor Bioloi Mishra Bienov Shor Bioloi. That means, and So we dashen in sor dal tamachochem. That sor here means tamachochem. Kids, if you don't have tamatera they like, that's why it's fit for the house to be burnt. Shdeon Pasuk says, "Obisrid de mashar Hashem kara." Yeah. V'yomer Rabbi Loza kol shein mahana tamid chomim nechosov. Whoever does not give enjoyment from his nechosim to a talmud chacham is ain a roi simen brach leolam. He will not see a simen bracha. There's a tremendous chus to give hanor to an olam hab to a talmud chacham. For that you be zeicha to have brachas, and if not, you will not see brachas. Shem the pasuk says ain sor liyochloi akein lo yochil tuvai. Like he did not be above anything for talmud chacham, therefore he did not receive brachas. And again, ain sor el talmid chachamim. Shem the pasuk says, "Obisridim asher Hashem kaira." So since he did not give things to Talmud Chacham, that's why he did not have a bracha. Yomer Rebbe Loza kol sheino mishaya pas al shechonoi. Whoever does not leave over some bread on his table, and a roiyis simin bracha liolam, he also will not see a simin bracha. Rashi says, "Kol sheino shapitoi tesorach l'shayik resiv." Ochav hoisa, you have to leave over. That's our meaning. Usually when we bench, we have to make sure we leave over a piece of bread on the table. Shneim the Pasuk says, Ein tzor liyochla, ken lechil tuvai, midash the same Pasuk. Since nothing was left over, therefore he did not receive a bracha. V'yomar Rebbe Loza, kol ha-meshayi psisima, I'm going to ask a question now. V'yomar Rebbe Loza said that kol ha-meshayi psisima al shechonai, whoever leaves over pieces of bread on his table, kilo evad avodah zarah. You see, it's not a good thing. It's like you're worshipping avodah zarah. Shem and the Pasuk says, Horchim la gad shulchan, they prepare the table for the avodah zarah. God, p'yamamalim lamanei mimosech. So mashma, if you leave over pieces, it's like you're worshipping the avodah zarah. Rashi says, shekein oisim, shemenichem shulchan arah, v'maychel mishta, l'shem oisim avodah zarah. That's what these do. They used to leave over pieces of bread at food on the table for the Avodah Zarah. So it's no good to leave over. Someone says, Lakash, there's no stira. I tell you, Hodi, Kushlema Badei, Hodaleka Shlema Badei. When is it no good to leave over a whole piece of bread? That's no good. That's the way to leave it over for Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Dika Shema Badei, Shemei Vishlema Liachar Sheochal. The Nasal Ashurchan, Imapsisin, Sheshai Demes, the Shema Avodah Zarah of it. That's no good. But if you don't leave over a whole piece, just pieces, that's good. That looks like you want to leave it over for the aniyim to still come and eat. And that's the meaning. Usually we leave over small pieces of bread on the table to shas we bench. Really, it's a little remnant that we would like to leave it over for the aniyim to eat it yet. V'yomer Rebbe Loza, kol ha-machlef b'dibur, ever changes around his words, kol ha-machlef b'diburoi, kilo evad avodah zarah. It's mamash like he's be worshipping avodah zarah. Rashi says mishane b'diburoi that bishit shleye nikar. Shkisevach the pasuk says v'yisi b'yenok is kimisateya. I'm like a trickery, like I tricked you. Shkisevach the pasuk says havel heima ma'aseh sasuyim. So sasuyim, trickering somebody, has to do with avodah zarah. And the mashal explains because an ikur gadol. Is that emes is the truth? We know that's the chosamah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the opposite, to say sheker, that's the opposite of the truth, the opposite of Hashem, that's like being oved avodah zarah. Now, v'yomer Rebbe Loza, kol ha-mastaka b'erva, whoever looks at an erva, whether it means his own bris milah, whether it means as an isha an erva, is kashtan and eros. His own erva becomes weaker. And Rashi says, shein ha-molad, he won't be able to give out zera, won't be able to have children. Shem and the Pasuk says, Eriya Seor Kashtecha. Rashik Shata Mistako Bo Mamish Bevosi Toya Kashtecha. They'll wake up, they'll weaken, you're able to take away Yon Koyach, you won't have zero. Yeah. V'yomer Rebbe Loza, L'yoylam Hevi Kobil V'kayim. A person should always have the meetings of Anova, Kibbe Rashi says, Hevi Onov V'tichya. If you be humble, that will be you live because of that. That this midah will keep you alive. Omer Abzera Afana Namitanina. We also learned like this. Bayis Ofol and Poischamoy Cholonos Lirois Nigoy Shmamina. In other words, if the house is dark, the Kohen cannot see, he's not allowed to open up the windows to see the Nega. So as the view out, where Rashi explains, when it says, kibul b'kayim means be an onov, means be like choshech, like act, like low yourself. So the more like a base offer you act, that will save you, that will give you chis. Like here also, if the room is dark, the Kohen cannot pronounce you to make you a tamei. Omer Rabbi Tov Yom Rabbi Yashio, my dichsev, what does the Pasuk say? Shol v'yotze rochan eretz loisov amayim. Says that a grave and the rochem and the womb have to do it together. So the question is, v'chima'in yin shol eitze rochan. What does the grave have to do with the womb of a lady? Eda Lomeloch comes to teach us like this, the Lomeloch, ma rochem, just like the womb. Machnes amayitze, the man puts in his zera, and the baby comes out. Shoyel machnes amayitze, the same way the grave, we put in mesim, and mitzvah Hashem, there'll be a tchis mesim, will bring out chayim. Fa'aloyiv sol dvorm kavachayim ha'bekavachayim. Or ma rochem, just like maduch by the womb. Alright, turn over. Madach by the womb, shemachnis and by the chashoy, we put him there quietly. Moitzim and menel b'koyle koyles. What comes out b'koyle koyles. The zera goes in quietly. When the mother gives birth, they're screaming, they're star, there's leda. Shoyel by the grave, shemachnis and by the koyles. We put a person in there, everybody's crying, there's tears when somebody's being buried. Is ain't a din shemaitim made of a kula kulas. For sure, when there'll be a tchiesa mesim, for sure there'll be tremendous kulas, tremendous screaming going on. Again, mikar from here, there's a proof, true, there's an answer. The omer, the people that say in tchiesa mesim in atera. Tona deve elio, tzadikim shosa kodesh baruch lach yoison, the tzadikim the kodesh baruch will create, ainim chos will yofron. They will not die, they will not go back to dirt. Shneim the pasuk says, "V'hoyer hanisha b'tziyon, v'anoisav yishlayim kodesh yoyim aloi." They'll call you like kodesh, mikol akasav lechayim yishlayim. That means, "Ma kodesh zochol, just like kodesh baruch hu, le'olam is forever." Afein le'olam kayomim. Those people that will be zeichut to stand up at chiyus meisim, they'll stay up forever.